Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from May 25, 2020 to May 29, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On May 25, here were the news. Telegram quits court fight with SEC over Ton blockchain project. Think there is only 21M Bitcoin? Think again, says Weiss Ratings. Early Bitcoin miner calls Craig Wright a fraud through his own addresses. Binance CEO says Steam too centralized but exchange must support controversial hard fork. Craig Wright called fraud in message signed with Bitcoin addresses he claims to own. As Bitcoin falls to two-week lows, small investors look to be buying. On May 26, here were the news, IrisX releases API for bulk trading of Bitcoin, Ether. Indian crypto exchange CoinDCX raises $2.5 million from Polychain Capital, Coinbase Ventures. Bitwage rolls out Bitcoin 401k plan with help from Gemini. Tencent is pouring $70 billion into new tech including blockchain. Thailand turns to blockchain to boost renewable energy push. India's central bank removes lingering confusion over banking for crypto firms. Videocoin adds cash payments and rewards in bid to take on Oz. First mover, Bitcoin could get a boost from central bank digital currencies. Bitcoin bounce stalls at $9,000 amid 2% rise in S&P 500 futures. On May 27, here were the news. TradeLens to digitize India's largest private port operator. Focus on retirement, crypto custodian rolls out hybrid IRA offering. Brazilian retailer eyes services for the unbanked with acquisition of fintech firm Airfox. Google signs on as network validator for blockchain video network Theta. CryptoKitties creator debuts NBA game on its own blockchain. Number of bitcoins on crypto exchanges hits 18-month low. Crypto custodian BitGo joins race to provide prime brokerage services. First mover, EOS has still to prove itself after spiraling down this past year. On May 28, here were the news. Gemini first U.S. exchange to integrate with Samsung's blockchain wallet. Genesis hires ex-Galaxy Digital staffer to run new derivatives trading desk. Taurus goes blockchain agnostic with new direct auth dApp login tool. $103 million bailout denied for coronavirus hit firms in Switzerland's crypto valley. VeChain to develop drug tracing platform for pharma giant Bayer. Engine's new Minecraft plugin lets players spawn blockchain assets. U.S. court freezes assets linked to alleged $9 million ICO scam. Bitcoin price tests $9,400 as demand for put options drops. Bank of Russia wants to put mortgage issuance on a blockchain. Handshake domains bring in $10 million as race for censorship-resistant websites heats up. Defying coronavirus crash, Blocktower crypto fund stretches 30% total return to 73%. On May 29, here were the news. Discovery Science to premiere crypto-funded TV series about DragonChain. GSX Group's new digital securities venue tokenizes first client shares. Blockchain ID solution aims to tackle spike in delivery fraud amid coronavirus measures. It's tough getting approved in Gibraltar, says green-lighted crypto derivatives exchange. Passwordless login startup Magic raises $4 million from Naval Ravikant, placeholder. Bitcoin rally falters as stocks drop ahead of Trump's China speech. Digital Dollar Project calls for two-tiered distribution system in first white paper for US CBDC. First mover, Bitcoin rally shows traders don't care that Goldman hates their asset class. In Trump vs. Twitter, decentralized tech may win. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.